Yes, we did. It was a lot of sharing and empowering that was going on. It was a thrilling time.
It
Thrilling.
was
We knew we were
incredibly thrilling
making
time.
history.
There
We
was,
knew we were making history.
we
We were
do.
giving our brothers and sisters a real voice for a change because they were shut out by the psychiatric establishment and the media, and still are being shut out by the media.
So I think it also, because it came out and people could see a book like this come out, it paved the way for other books, which then were critical to the program. Books like I Read Shimrats and so on. So I think it set the stage for then people saying, okay, why don't I have a book where I interview survivors and write a history of the survivor movement? So I think it sets. I think it was like an early. You have a stone that you roll, and then a whole bunch of others. I think it set everything going. In fact, it was never exactly our primary project. It was something we did. Well, we did all these demonstrations and all these activism and all this, right?
Yes. See, you see the book like Phoenix Rising as a major organizing tool, if I may use that, aside from other ways to characterize the book, to give a voice. But it was an organizing tool, the way Phoenix Rising, the way we reached out. I know this book, we reached out to a lot of different groups in Canada and the United States. They knew about it. So, and I think it did help to bring people together and to break their silence. It's
So,
still hard for psychiatric survivors to go public. There was this, Bonnie's probably right, that it did attract readership from the feminist community. But there were a number of people getting more active among the survivors
oh, survivors, it was the
and
biggest readership.
professionals.